Nigel Farage declares he won't obey any new lockdowns from Boris. By Kurt Zindelka on September 19, 2021. Brexit leader Nigel Farage has said that he will not obey any future coronavirus lockdowns if Prime Minister Boris Johnson once again backtracks on his promise to return freedom to Britain. Mr. Farage predicted that there will be mass disobedience seen in Britain if the nominally Conservative government attempts to impose another lockdown, saying that he would join the ranks of those refusing to abide by government diktats. "I won't be obeying the new rules," he told The Telegraph's off-script podcast. "If they want a lockdown again, I'm not interested, I'm too old and I haven't got the time. I'm just not going to do it," Farage said. "I think we've been remarkably compliant for a long period, but I think over the last few months we've started to ignore what government says and the confusing rules and just to start to make our own decisions," he said. While Prime Minister Boris Johnson's government has said that they do not intend to introduce another lockdown, it has yet to rule out it if the National Health Service, NHS, is overwhelmed in the winter months. At present, the government's plan for the upcoming winter is to rely on booster shots for the elderly and health compromised, as well as beginning to roll out vaccines for children from the age of 12 years old. A Plan B option is still on the table, however, which could see the introduction of vaccine passports for large indoor public venues, mask mandates, work-from-home orders, and potentially another lockdown. Despite Mr. Johnson previously promising that the days of lockdowns in the United Kingdom were over, the Tory government has a well-documented history of contradicting itself and U-turning during the Chinese coronavirus pandemic on issues such as vaccine passports, lockdowns, and the issue of parental consent for child vaccines. Nigel Farage said that the government's decision to allow children to overrule their parents on whether to take a coronavirus vaccine represents the most communist action taken by any government in his lifetime. "The idea that a 12-year-old can overrule their parents' wishes on a vaccine that gives very little protection to 12-year-olds. The idea that a conservative government would throw out of the window any thoughts of parental rights or the role of the family in society. This is the state replacing the family. This is the most communist thing I've almost ever seen in my done by any government in my lifetime in this country, and I'm absolutely appalled," he said. The government's Joint Committee on Vaccination and Immunization, JCVI, decided to not recommend a mass vaccination program for children, saying that the benefits of vaccinating healthy children only marginally outweigh the risk of side effects from the jab. However, the committee punted on the issue, allowing the government to go ahead with its child vaccine program as it was not in the JCVI's remit to make judgments on the impact of vaccinations in areas outside health, such as education. Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.